Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 1, Disclosure of Accounting Policies. Yeah, disclosure will be taking place in the Notes to Financial Statements, and only significant accounting policies are disclosed. Accounting policy means the principles or methods, the basis, conventions adopted by the entity in preparation and presentation of financial statements. Whatever the company has adopted, that is going to be that company's accounting policy. Yeah. So in this, right, what are the considerations for selecting accounting policies? There are two: primary consideration, secondary consideration. Primary consideration is that the selected policy should give true and fair view to the financial statements. True and fair view means it should not be leading to overstatement or understatement of financial statement items. Other considerations, yeah, that is prudence, substance over form, and materiality. What is prudence? Prudence is wisdom or degree of caution. While selecting the accounting policies, management should be prudent enough. They should be wise and they should think, and appropriate policies are supposed to be selected considering the entity's industry, competitors, and the nature of the asset, etc. It should not be selected so blindly. Example, conservatism, right? And account for the expected losses but not the expected unrealized gains. Yeah, next point is substance over form. Reality over the legality. Reality over legality. The selected accounting policy should give the preference to the reality of the transaction rather than the legal form of it. The best example for this is hire purchase. In case of hire purchase, hire purchaser is going to record the asset even though he is not a legal owner. The reason, he has the real control of the asset. In the same fashion, if I say consignment sales, it is not sales because it is a transfer from the consignor to consignee. Consignee is an agent. The real sale supposed to be recorded only when the sales made by the consignee to a third party. Yeah. In the same fashion, you can see many examples with respect to substance over form. Materiality. Materiality is an amount or information which will impact the economic decisions of the users. And the point here why they inserted as a consideration, every material information, every material policy is supposed to be disclosed in the notes to financial statements. And here there are fundamental accounting assumptions are also explained in Accounting Standard 1. There are three fundamental accounting assumptions. One is going concern, consistency, and accrual concept. If the company is following the fundamental accounting assumptions, they don't need to disclose it. But if it is not following, it has to disclose it. Not only disclosure, it has to do the accounting which is necessary. Yeah, let's come to the first point, going concern. It is assumed that entity does not have an intention or necessity to curtail its operation in the foreseeable future. A foreseeable future means at least 12 months from the balance sheet date. Yeah, if the company has going concern assumption, it is generally going to account for at historical cost. Historical cost, for example, the fixed asset, a PPE, is going to be depreciated over its remaining useful life. But when the entity does not have the going concern assumption, it has to measure all the assets and liabilities at NRV, net realizable value. And in this process, if you get any gain or loss, that should be transferred to profit and loss. If the asset value is equal to 1000, NRV is equal to 200, that 800 will be transferred to profit and loss. And second fundamental accounting assumption, consistency. It is assumed that each and every accounting policy of the previous year continued in the current year. It does not mean that company or entity cannot change the accounting policy. It can change the accounting policy under the three circumstances: when there is a change in law, or when there is a requirement of accounting standard, or for a better presentation. If it is a better presentation, it should be justified by the management how it is actually better presentation compared to the previous presentation. If you are changing the accounting policy of an entity, it has to disclose the five following information. One, what is the reason? What is the reason for change? Second, what is the change? That means, say, example, if you have changed from FIFO to weighted average, yeah, you have to mention that we were following FIFO method and now we are changing to weighted average. And the reason for change may be the law requirement or accounting standard requirement or for better presentation. And the third point is, what is the financial effect due to this change? That is, either assets have gone up or liabilities have come down, or income expenditure impact on the profit and loss you are supposed to disclose. And the fourth and fifth are rare circumstances. It won't come every time. If you are not able to measure what is the impact of change in accounting policy with respect to financial statements, then what is the reason? Is that a lack of data or some other reason that has to be disclosed? Fifth, suppose current year is the change and current year impact to the financial statement is negligible and there is a material impact in the future, that has to be disclosed in the year of change itself. And the third fundamental accounting assumption, accrual. Accrual in the sense, record the transaction only when record the transaction when it takes place, when it occurs, irrespective of the cash flow. Guys, if this revision is helpful to you, please share it with your friends. Let my effort be useful to the maximum number of students. Thank you and wish you the best.